Okay, good morning. Today we're starting Siman Samech Aleph. That's Matnos Kehuna. So we officially concluded Trefas. I'm just going to go back to one quick idea. So we learned about a drusa, if an animal is clawed. So we learned about that. Just to point out that the issue of drusa is we're afraid the when we say it becomes a trefa, it's because it's accepted, according to Chazal, that we're going to end up with a hole in one of the vital organs where it makes it a trefa. It's interesting to note, it's in contrast to the halacha of mesukenet, which was in Hilchos Shechita, perhaps Yud Zayin or whatever. So there, anyways, from these two simanim, you see that if an animal just gets poison or a disease, it gets a machla tzik. And the halacha basically is as follows, that even if you know it's going to die within 12 months, it does not make it a trefa. A trefa is only what Chazal established. That's famous, the Rambam, the Rashba, some others, and it's everyone agrees. It's only what Chazal Rekoveya, nothing more and nothing less. And even if we think times have changed and the Mishtana Hateva on some degree, it doesn't make a difference in the halacha. There's no really no machlokas on the matter. And just to explain a little bit, what's the difference of a machla? So number one, it could just be it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. It's not clear, but it could be just a halacha l'moshe misinai that only if it's in a pagam in an etzem organ itself, in the animal intrinsically that has a hole that's not going to let it live, that's what makes it a trefa. The fact that it won't live 12 months from an external illness, according to halacha l'moshe misinai, does not turn it into a trefa. That's one way to understand. Another way to understand is because since a machla is more external to the animal, there's always a chance it can recover. So, especially with medicine. So, it doesn't have this intrinsic, it's going to die within 12 months. There's always a way out. With people, it's always, you never give up hope, we can always daven. The mazel, the decree can always change. A little bit different with the behema, but lamaisa comes out, there's a similarity on that aspect. Also, it could be that it was, when it comes to a machla, it's too difficult for Chazal. I don't know if you like this or not, but it's also difficult for Chazal to be koveya. What is now going to be a machla that turns it into a trefa versus not? Because Chazal had to give us klalim that work for future generations as a klal. It's always this way. It's always that way. You can see a hole. You cannot see a hole. But to start, you know, which virus and which bacteria under which circumstances, it becomes very difficult. Okay. And one last thing that's interesting. We've learned through all of Hilchos Trefas. So what are Gidim? When we see in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara Mishnah, Gidim, what are Gidim? What is that? So we had this also, we mentioned it by Simpon. A Simpon is a pipe. It could be a windpipe, it could be a blood vessel. So too, when Chazal say Gidim, anywhere in Chazal, when you see Gidim, you don't know what it is unless you look at the context of what's going on. Gidim could be blood vessels, it could be nerves, it could be tendons, and it could be ligaments, just depending on which scenario you're looking at.
Could be blood vessels.
Sure, could be any one of those. Okay, now let's get to Matnos Kehuna. We're starting Siman Samech Aleph. Matnos Zeroa L'chaim V'keva L'koin. So again, we're going to see this inside, but just to point this out, whenever an animal is shechted, so that you can, an animal could be chulin or it could be kochim. Right, nowadays it's always chulin. Whenever it's chulin, this is a beferish mishnah, but the Shulchan Aruch is going to touch upon it. Whenever it's chulin, it's zeroa l'chaim v'keva. Whenever it's korbanos, it's the shok and the chazeh. It's never both. If it's chulin, it's always the jaw, or the fourth stomach, and the arm. And if it's right, one of the we're going to see, it's the right front leg. That's always what it is by chulin, and by kochim, it's always the shok. What's the shok? Which one of the three leg bones? So the top one is the yarech or kolit, so it's not the shok. It's the middle bone that's, which I'm not saying it applies la halacha, but it corresponds to the anatomy of a person. The second bone would be our bottom, this bottom half of our leg, because by an animal, their third bone is anatomically more like our foot, and their feet is more like our toes. But because again, this doesn't necessarily have any bearing on halacha for tznius, but that's a whole separate machlokas. So lemaisa, it has no bearing, but as far as the limud, but anyways, so the shok is the second bone, and that's the bone that goes for the korban. Well, it's actually a machlokas if that includes the top two legs or just the middle leg, but that's for hilchos korbanos. Right. The shok technically is the middle bone, but for the halacha of giving to kohanim, it could be, it's a machlokas if it's the top two bones or just the middle bone. That's from the back. That's the back leg. That's the back leg. Shok is only in the back leg. So, but that's for korbanos. That's not. You're not going to see that here. I think it's only the right one, but I think it's only the right one. And the breast means the top one or two ribs of the top. Again, that's also machlokas. But the top one or two ribs. That's the chazeh. Okay, so let's get to chulin, halacha, aleph, sifal. Chayev liten lekohen. There's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, to give it to a kohen. And what is this? The hazaroa ve'alachayim ve'akeva. So it's the forearm, one of the four legs, the lachayim, it's the jaw, right? The entire jaw, the mandible. The akeva is the fourth stomach. Shel shor v'shel se. So for a behema tahara, but not for a chaya. Chaya you don't. So, right, a sheep that belongs to behema, it's a behema, but if it be, whatever, chaya, then you wouldn't. Bet. Let's go to bet. Hazaroa davka shel yamin. Now, when the Torah says Zeroa, it's again, it's a limud, a drasha from a pasuk from the letter hey, but it definitely only means the right front leg. Vehu, miperek, this is interesting, miperek arkuva nimkerati mashuk. So this is the imarosh, thank you, nimkerati imarosh. Expression, that's all it means, just an expression, that's all it is. It means the bottom joint. Which joint? The joint that goes from the and our body would be the top, would be our wrist. That's easy to understand. But it's since the animal has, it looks like it has three bones, and right, so the bottom bone is corresponding to our hand. So it's would be our wrist. So it's that bone. If you look at a picture, it's the joint. If you have three bones, so you get the first bone, at the end of the first bone is one joint, then you get the next joint. So that's where it starts. Im harosh, that hole, it was just customary, that whole bottom bone, which wasn't much there, didn't have much value, but that whole bottom little bone, or corresponding to our hand, would always be sold, or commonly sold, with the head. When you sell the head, it comes with that. It gets thrown in. So it's just an expression for what that for meaning that part of the body. Okay, so let's keep reading. Ad kaf hayad. What's the palm of the hand? It's not the palm of your hand. When we talk about kaf, we normally think of the palm of our hands, right? But that's not what it means over here. This means the shoulder bone or shoulder blade, because it's a big flat bone. So that's what it's called. Chazal called it kaf hayad because it resembles your hand. Shakorin ishpalda. We can just call that scapula for our purposes. Vehem shnei prakim. So again, what is the zroa? It's the top two bones, basically the entire arm, pretty much except the hand. Right, corresponding to the human body. Except for that last third bone, which is not much, pretty much, right? All the meat is on the top two bones. The bone that holds the hoof, that's not included, that little bone at the end, that third one. But the two main bones, which have most of the meat, the entire two main bones is what goes to the Kohen. Okay. Only the right one. The foreleg, the front leg. The right foreleg. Okay. It's a gift to him. You have to give it to him. It's not optional. We'll see. It's also later on, but the post can call it, it's gezel. It's gezel hashevet. You're stealing from the Levi. It's mamon she'en lo tovin. They can't, the Kohen can't claim it because it doesn't belong to any one Kohen. So no one Kohen can claim it. He can take it, but he can't really, okay. Anyway, so if a Kohen does take it after it's shechted, once the animal is shechted, now those body parts are basically mamon gavoa, basically really belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give to the for us to give to the Kohen. So if a Kohen takes it, it's his. And if you or someone else now takes it from the Kohen, you're stealing from the Kohen and you owe him money because he was already zochebo. It's not hefker. It's not mamon gavoa. It's now he took it, and now you steal it. And so if you take it from him, so then you have to. If he grabs it while the animal's still alive, he didn't do anything because it doesn't belong to him. The animal belongs to the Yisrael, and he didn't grab anything. It wasn't his. That's if he really takes the whole animal to be stealing. But okay, but there's no way to acquire it before. Okay, without stealing. Okay, let's go. Okay, interesting here. Do you say a bracha on this mitzvah? So we don't. We don't say a bracha. The Rashba says not to say a bracha, and that's the binag. There's a bit of a machlokas, but the it seems to be the general halacha is clear. It's Kaf HaChayim, others. We do not say the bracha, and perhaps you can say it with thinking. Like any time you have a savik, you could think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and then you could be able to say according to the Rambam, and probably no issues of a bracha levatala, because you didn't say anything. So, okay, what is the reason not to say a bracha? Of course. So, we'll get to that. So then, when you give it over, so we don't say the bracha. So what's the reason the Rashba gives? Because it's mamon gavoa. Because it's not yours. You're not really, per se, taking it from yourself and giving it to him. Everyone also points out there's no mitzvah of hafrasha. There's no, it's not like Trumas or Masros. There's a mitzvah to also do Hafrasha. There's no mitzvah to do Hafrasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already did the Hafrasha. It's already been designated, and your mitzvah is to give it to him. But it's not like you're giving your possessions over. So that's also why. And one other reason also is, it could be because it's taloi by somebody else. You have to have someone, generally we don't say brachos on mitzvahs, that you need someone else to receive it. Who knows, you won't find them, they'll disappear, they won't take it, whatever. That's just a general rule, so therefore perhaps that it applies here as well. Also, the Kaf HaChayim says we don't say Shechianu. It's also another, it is a question, but Safik Brachos Lahakel, we don't say Shechianu, but some say it's good to say for the Kohen and for the one who's giving for the very first time to say Shechianu on something else, because it's a bit of a question, and it's also it's a first timer for whoever is doing it, and so that's also with simcha and appropriate. Okay, but not necessary. Okay, let's keep reading. Gimel halachayim hei miperek shalechi. Now, when we say the lachayim, what does that mean? So it's plural. Really, it just means both sides. The halacha is it only means the mandible. It's only the bottom one. There is one opinion that's brought down somewhere. I don't remember that. It includes the top one. The maxilla, which would mean basically you have to just cut it with an axe off the rest of the head. But anyway, that's not the halacha. It's only the mandible, and that's what we see here. It starts basically from the top of the mandible, the joint, right? We all know where that is, the TMJ. Ad pika shel gargaret, shehi tabat ha-gedola. And so basically, it extends all the way down. Well, ima lashon shebineim, including the tongue in between. So you have the mandible all the way to the end of the mandible, the chin, all the way back, and all the way to the top, to the TMJ, and then also all the way down to into the throat, to the top of, to where the trachea starts, right after the cricoid or the cartilage. So right after that is where the trachea, the windpipe begins, the tabat hagadola, the bin, and from there on and below, it's not included. It's only above the tabat hagadola. Okay, so that's where you sever it. You're allowed to give extra, but anyways, that's what you have to give. V'tzarech litno im ha'or v'im ha'tzemer sheboroshei kvasim v'ha'se'ar sheborosh teyashim she'eno rashoi lamogam. So here we see, you have to, with the l'chaim at least, okay, it's certainly a din by l'chaim. We're going to see, you don't have to give the leather or the skin, the hide, with the zroa. With the arm, you're allowed to, but you can keep it for yourself. That's the minag lahalacha. There is a discussion in the poskim if Kaf HaChaim says that's halacha, but there is a machlokas if you have to also give the skin, or the hair, with the zeroa, but it seems not. But you do have to, only the drasha that says you have to is only by the jaw. So the jaw, because it could be the person wants it, the kohen wants it, and so you don't have a right to not. Okay.
This would be the area above where it's shaved to make sure that it should be covered?
Correct. Yeah. Okay. It's much lower. I mean, where you shecht is like pretty much in the middle of the neck, which is going to be way below, or it needs to be at least below the area that goes to him. Okay. Perush l'articha b'chamina v'arsear. Amoga means you just remove the hair by heating it up. V'lo lahavshit ha'or kodem shitinenu l'koin. So don't remove the or before you give it to the kohen, because it could be the kohen b'dafka wants to do it himself, and he's makbid. And again, if the minag is one way, then again, these halachas may change a little bit if the kohani want you to, and it's understood. So then, obviously, things change a little bit based on the minhag and what the kohanim want. Okay, let's go to Dalit. Hakeva tzarech litna l'koin. Now, the stomach that we give to the kohen, it's im kol chelba panimi v'chitzon. So again, this is the fourth stomach that's a little bit, has a bow shape to it, like a little bit of an arch, a little bit of a half circle. And so therefore, there's chelev above it and below it, and that goes to him as well. Whatever is attached, whatever is the kosher part. Ella in kein nagu kohanim laniach hachelev labalim, unless the minag is for the kohanim to leave it for the owners. If that's the minag and that's what's understood, then it's okay. You know what? I don't remember. I don't know. Is this kosher chelev or not? It's not aser behanat, it's aser to eat it. So this might be referring to, I don't remember right now. I don't know. Right. This could be the treif chelev. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, it might be treif, aser karet, to eat it. But either way, you can use it. Okay, that's for sure. Okay. Let's go on. Hey, afa pisha mutar lechol mi basara behima. Kodim shiyafrish hamatanos mitzvah lehafrisha miyad. Okay, now the meat, again, we learned there's no mitzvah, the matanos, there's no mitzvah to do hafrasha. It's automatically theirs. And therefore, there's no iser deraisa or derabanan. Your mutar lechatchila allowed to eat from the animal. Right away, you can barbecue it on the spot before you even give it to the kohanim. You don't have to give the matanos first. However, there is a mitzvah to quickly separate it and give it to them first. What's the mitzvah? It's basically just zrizim, the Farshim point out, basically just zrizim magdimim lemitzvahs. You could.
But you
already get the skin. Oh. The whole animal. You can eat, I'm talking about, you get the whole other, let's say you take the leg or the other arm. You can leave the skin on the right arm.
The butt,
Although we learned that the skin really only, the only din really by skin just applies to the mandible. But you can flay the whole animal and eat the whole animal and leave the jaw with the skin on the jaw and then give it to him tomorrow. And you ate it tonight. Just keep it in the fridge.
You roasted that also?
You can...
The skin and the hair.
Well, you let him cook it. You don't have to cook it for him. There's no mitzvah to cook it. And let him cook it. Okay. You don't know how he wants to eat it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, there's issues of, you know, you're afraid you're going to forget or something will happen to it. So that's why it's also, it's all part of Zrizim Magdimi. Okay, let's get to the next part. Vav. Afilu, eino shochet letzarech achila, ela leklavim o lerefua, chaya b'matanos, aval shachat, umatza trefa, pater. So anytime you shecht it, and it's a kshira, it doesn't matter what the purpose is, you still chayev to give the matanis to the kohen, since it's kosher. But if it's a trefa, then there's no mitzvah whatsoever to give it to him. Ah, so if it's all milchumra, then you do have to give. Actually, I would take it back. It's... On all these Safek cases, so I think it's a discussion. And part of it is because it's Maman She'en Laham Tovim. So it could be if it's a Safek, you don't have to give. The Shach says, what does he say? Okay, thank you. Mashma Poskim, that Filu Safek Trefa is Pater. Mitam de Matze, because you can say to the Kohen, I wasn't going to give it to you, I was going to give it to someone else. And Amotzi Mechavero Ala Varaya. Exactly. So then if it's, but it depends if it's just a chumra or if it's a real safek. If it's just a chumra and really you know that it's a kshera, but you're being machmer, then I think you have to, then I think you owe it to him. It's a midin. But if it's, you hold it's a safek, in some cases you don't know, so it becomes a safek. But it depends if it's really you know better, but it's mitzad chumra, or if it's really mitzad safek. Okay. I'll do a little bit more. So then, Zayin. Yitnim l'kohen chaver. Best is to give it to a kohen chaver. Now, I forget where it's going to be brought down. It might only be by the Nosa Kalim. A halal or a halala doesn't get. They lose it. Just to get that out in the open, they lose it. But, okay. Yitnim l'kohen chaver v'im ein sham chaver yitnim l'ma'ar. So it's better to give it to a kohen talmud chacham. But if not, you 100% can give it to a Kohen Amaretz. Kohen Amaretz is one who doesn't necessarily daven all the time, doesn't necessarily keep all the mitzvos. He's so basically from, doesn't learn so much. I would say most, you know, I would not classify most from Jews who are Yerei Shamayim as an Amaretz, even if they're not learning all day. So definitely not. So an Am Aretz is really someone who's half from almost, from our standards. V'chein, im achaver eino rotze lekablan, notnam la'am ha'aretz. And if a Kohen says, I don't need it, I'm not interested, of course you should give it to a Kohen Am Aretz, because he's still a Kohen, and he's still Mekayim the Mitzvah 100%. And even if, here we're going to see, let me read one more halacha, because it's interesting, it pertains to this one. Notnim otam lekohenes. Now this is interesting, and we'll get into this more, I think, tomorrow. A kohenet is also mekabel the matanos. That means, even if she marries a Yisrael, afil hu nesua Yisrael, v'hanotnam labar la Yisrael kiyem mitzvas netina. And then, so I'm allowed to give, not to a kohenet, or I'm allowed to give to her husband directly, who's 100% Yisrael, and it's not a problem. Because there's no Kedusha whatsoever at all. There's no Kedusha whatsoever. There's an Indian of Kavod for this Matnas Kahuna, we'll see. But there's no Indian of Kedusha whatsoever. So therefore, you're allowed to give it to the husband, and you get the full, everything's fine. The Kol Shekein Shabbal Yisrael Pator Mina Matanas. So it's Kol Shekein. Now, if the Baal of Israel, he's regular Israel, you married a Kohanis, so she doesn't get Truma anymore, right? It's different halachas to Pidyon Aben, we'll see that all later. But when it comes to this halacha of matanas kehuna, she gets it and the husband gets it. And since his wife is a kohenis, when he shechs his own animal, he doesn't have to give it to someone else. He can just keep it. But be'etzim, really, he only is pater because of her. There's a special drasha. It's a gzeres akasuv. It's unusual. It's a real gzeres akasuv that kohenis is included, but he is not included. It's just as a byproduct of her, it's pater. And so therefore, even a kohenis who marries a Talmud Chacham, many say also it's better to give to a Talmud Chacham who's a Yisrael, but his wife's a kohenet, before a kohen am haaretz. That's why I want to just include it. And we'll get into the shoot-off business afterwards.
Go ahead.